With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Caroline Leavitt says she just doesn't get it. The White House press secretary questioning why so many Democrats are so concerned about the deportation of an illegal alien, an alleged gangbanger, who was in the U.S. illegally and had been the subject of a previous deportation order.
Abrego Garcia was a foreign terrorist. He is an MS-13 gang member. He was engaged in human trafficking. He illegally came into our country. And so deporting him back to El Salvador was always going to be the end result.
But it's the subject of an ongoing legal fight and of intense media coverage, with Garcia often referred to as a Maryland man. Leavitt says in reality, Garcia was a criminal illegal alien who was living in Maryland. He's now in a Salvadoran prison, and that country's president says there's no way he'll allow Garcia to be returned to the United States. A dramatic rescue of an American pastor held by kidnappers in South Africa.
Josh Sullivan, a 45-year-old American from Tennessee, was freed after three of his unidentified captors were killed in a gun battle with officials. The whereabouts of a fourth abductor is unknown. Sullivan has ministered in his Fellowship Baptist Church in South Africa since 2018 with his wife and two children. The missionary was kidnapped last Thursday. After his release, one police official said in a statement it was miraculous Sullivan escaped the rescue unharmed. The number of kidnappings in South Africa has risen 264% over the last decade, but few involve ransoms. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the tariff war and the war of words continues between Washington and Beijing. And on Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. The Dow futures are down 40 points. This is SRN News. A new pro-life bill in North Carolina.
The measure, introduced by Republican lawmakers, would ban most abortions as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, approximately 6 weeks into a woman's pregnancy on average. Several other states already have such measures in place. Tammy Fitzgerald of the North Carolina Values Coalition tells LifeSite.com, quote, "Our laws are less restrictive than neighboring states, causing women to pour in to obtain abortions." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Turkey has begun a new phase in sweeping restorations of one of the oldest churches on earth. The work on the nearly 1,500-year-old Hagia Sophia in Istanbul focuses on preserving the monument's historic domes from the threat of earthquakes. Officials say the project will include reinforcing the church's main dome and half domes, replacing the worn lead coverings, and upgrading the steel framework. Hagia Sophia was turned into a mosque in 1453. This is SRN News. Bookworms unite.
Residents of a small Michigan community stood side by side to help a local bookstore move 9,100 books, one by one, from its former site to a new location about a block away. Serendipity Books owner Michelle Tupland says about 300 people volunteered to pass the books in a human chain through downtown Chelsea on Sunday. The Book Brigade's helpers lined both sides of the sidewalk, moving the books from the shelves at the old location directly to the correct shelves in the new bookstore building on Main Street. Tupland said Tuesday that the endeavor took just under 2 hours, and they even put the books back in alphabetical order. Keith Peters, Washington.
Word this morning of the death of Wink Martindale. If that name sounds familiar, it's no surprise. Over the decades, he hosted many game shows including Gambit and Tic-Tac-Doe. Wink Martindale was 91. More details at SRNnews.com.